Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Expressive Espresso. Make sure you subscribe to the newsletter on sipthepodcast.com in order to get the episode posted a day earlier and much more. I want to thank the new reviews that I got this year, and I want to start off season 4 of Expressive Espresso strong and with new content. So thank you to the new reviews that I received this year. I'm so excited and I'm grateful that you all listen. So let's hop into the topic at hand. The Super Bowl is coming close. And even though I've boycotted football, I'm obviously not oblivious to the date. I'm certain that the players are preparing right now during the offseason for their ultimate goal, which is or was to win the Super Bowl. And it's very parallel to an actor, student, or entrepreneur. When they're silent, usually they're busy preparing for their Super Bowl or Super Goal. How do you expect a garden to flourish if you don't water it? If you're not where you want to be in life or in your business, I'm going to give you a few hacks how to water your garden and have it grow organically. Similar to a farmer, it doesn't happen overnight. Do you really think all a farmer has to do is wait until fall to harvest truckloads of delicious tomatoes or corn or squash? No. That farmer has worked hard all year to prepare for that week or two of reward. Delayed gratification. He prepared the ground following last year's harvest. He planted seeds in the spring. He watered and fertilized and protected his fragile crops from pests and drought and poor weather. And finally, after months of work, he enjoys the results. Your business works the same way. And if you take a page from the farmer's playbook, you'll soon be reaping the rewards too. Hack one is to prepare the ground. So this is your brand, your voice, your very presence in your market. And if you're just starting out, like that farmer after his harvest, you'll spend your time simply becoming known. People have to build a relationship and they have to trust you. So hang out with others in your niche. Join forums where you think your ideal clients spend their time. Build a website and start your mailing list. This is the prep work that will form the foundation of a solid business in the future. Next, you want to start planting the seeds. So your seeds are your content and your products. With each blog post that you write, no matter what form, whether that's on your own website, if you're doing a guest blog post, or even if you do it on Twitter, on Medium, every product you create, you're planting a seed you can harvest later. But unlike the farmer, your seeds will produce over and over again, endlessly. In fact, you'll likely find that blog post you wrote years ago will continue to bring in new clients year after year. With no further help from you, products can be sold over and over again or reworked into new offers. Podcasts, videos, ebooks, and more all continue to work for you month after month, year after year. So when you think of it that way, it's easy to see that planting seeds is a crucial part of every business. And finally, make sure you're nurturing your crop. Wouldn't it be nice if you can just set it and forget it? Definitely automation and technology is helpful. But unfortunately, that style of business rarely works. Instead, you must spend your time nurturing. So that means staying in touch with your email list, updating old blog posts with new ideas, producing content, educating yourself, improving your products, and studying your stats to improve your traffic and conversions. Nonetheless, it doesn't take much effort to update your blog posts or tweak your products. And the rewards, more than likely, are fantastic. Of course, being a farmer is a long-term investment. The work you do today may not pay off for weeks or months to come. But with a strong history of consistent farming in your business, you'll soon see that those long-term rewards are paying off consistently well. Thank you so much again for tuning into this episode. I hope this definitely inspires you, makes you see that you can take tips from being a farmer into your business. I am Alexis DeAndre Coley, and until we meet again, have a great week.